Hello and welcome to the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. I am Tanisha Coffey, aka the Lofty Entrepreneur. Thanks for joining me. As always, we are providing the best tools, tips, and advice, as well as inspiration for aspiring, new, and veteran entrepreneurs out there. So if you haven't already done so, click now to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Now, today's show is part of a special series I'm doing with some of my fellow best-selling co-authors of the book, The Fearless Entrepreneur, Fear Less, Be More. Now, today I'm chatting with Shanna Lee Moore, a veteran entrepreneur of 10 plus years who has learned the power of diversifying her income stream. So you guys listen up. If you've only got one thing going on, it's going to be really important to think about that. We'll touch on that in a little bit. But first, thank you, Shanna, for joining me today. How are you?
I'm so great. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you.
Good to see you again. So how awesome was that? You know, so we're 2 days from when the book was released. Within 3 hours, the book hit the Amazon's top bestseller list. And then by the end of the day, we hit number one. How amazing is that?
Number one. Yeah. Oh, number one.
That is
so awesome. It was so amazing. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I don't know about you, but coming into this year, you know, being part of a book project, let alone, you know, hitting a bestseller list, let alone being number one on the bestsellers list, not for one day, not just hitting it number one, but staying on there for a second day. I didn't check today, so I don't know if we're still on there. But I mean, you know, that's a pretty awesome kind of thing. What were your kind of expectations going into this year? Because I know that for many, you know, 2020 was like a crazy year with everything going on, you know, with the pandemic. So, you know, I want to kind of know what you did as an entrepreneur, if anything, if you had to pivot or change anything up, you know, as a veteran entrepreneur with the time, the pandemic going on.
Well, my first business is massage therapy. So obviously that was completely shut down. They were threatening to even pull licensing and certification if we were to see clients. And so it was really disheartening because some of what I do for regular clients should be considered medically necessary. And so just the fact that I was not in a medical office or in a place to do that. Now, traditionally I've been mobile, so I would go into people's homes. And right. Then you get into the whole other perspective of if that's someone's home and they want you there, why are you trying to, you know, trample on their freedoms? Like right. We are supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. So right. There's a whole lot of other stuff we could get into that we don't have time for today. But I'm very social. I love being with people. I love the hugs. I love, you know, networking in person. And so I was a little even resistant at first to do like online networking to kind of, you know, meet new people. And I love it now because it's so amazing to be able to meet people from all over the world, all over the place. You can meet some of my best friends that I haven't gotten to hug in person yet. But to have another home-based business that I was able to still do, mm-hmm. I didn't actively push it as much as I could have. I kind of fell into a little bit of a depression.
Hold on. Let me pause. Because okay. They don't know. So I know what your home-based business is. But remember, guys, those of you who are listening and watching, I told you she has learned to diversify her income. So she had the massage therapy business, been doing it for years, phenomenal massage therapist, had her own practice going on. Then the pandemic hits and, you know, the brakes are put on everything. But because she had diversified, she had something else that was already in the works to help her. And that has to do with the water, right? What's the name of the company again?
Yeah, so Enagic is the name of the company. Some people have heard the term Kangen water. That's actually the trademark from Enagic for our water that is produced from our specific models of machines. There are different ionizers in the world, but this is really the gold standard. It's a medical grade titanium dipped in platinum. So it's really a high quality. So you're not going to have to worry about you or your family getting sick from different cheaper metals or alloys kind of leaching into the water, which is a lot of the stuff I choose to really fully educate people about because I want them to make the best decision for them and for their family. Mm-hmm. And I never want to have someone you know, just go based off of, you know, their first recommendation. I encourage you to do your due diligence, but also to know where the information is coming from. I like to provide people with videos or medical research studies or different things like quality caliber information instead of just Googling, because anyone can write a review or change Wikipedia or put a website up that talks trash about somebody else. And if right. they don't really have that to back it, then it's kind of like nonsense. But right. yeah, when I first learned about the water, I didn't even know what alkaline water was. So now, you know, now that's a little bit more of a buzzword. People are seeing that in the stores, or they're going, you know, to fill up from different places. But again, they're not really educated on that. You can make alkaline water by just adding baking soda to that, but that's not something that's going to be healthy for your body to ingest all day long. So a lot of what that bottled water is through that chemical process of something being added to it. So now it's no longer natural occurring minerals. It's been processed. And so that's where you get the risk of having a health problem with too much alkalinity.
Right. So let's talk about how you, okay, so you about 10 years where you started into entrepreneurship, that's where you were starting in the massage therapy side of things. Then somewhere along the lines, about how many years in did you start with the home-based business with the Conga water? What and why?
Yeah, so I was working at a street fair promoting the massage therapy in the office that I was working for. So for my boss, and I met this wonderful lady who turned out to, you know, we became good friends. She's my first mentor. She shared this business opportunity with me. She was just walking through the booth and, you know, saw something in me and, you know, that maybe I had forgotten was there a little bit longer ago, or that little spark, you know, I wasn't completely satisfied with my job. I was commuting about 60 miles a day, hadn't had a raise in 3 years. I was kind of capped out with that company. They're still a great company, nothing wrong with that, but there was no room for growth.
Right.
And really, I didn't know about leveraged income or, you know, B business or the cash flow quadrants or any of the things that I've learned from reading books and associating with wonderful people over the past 9 or 10 years. And to really just have that different perspective be taught to me, and then in turn get to turn around and teach that to my children so that they can actually benefit from this knowledge for a longer amount of time than what I get to experience it.
So she caught you at a time where you were looking for something else, kind of your mind was shifting from like, okay, this 9 to 5, this working for somebody else, this isn't quite working for me. So
I didn't even know I was looking for something, but she asked me a really great question. So she said, at the end of the month, after all of my travel or childcare expenses or all the things that I, you know, was putting money out for, how much money did I have left? And I was supporting a family of 4 on a part-time income, because you can't do massage for 8 hours a day. And I was collecting government assistance. So I was on welfare. And that means that I had no money at the end of the month. Somebody was helping me along, whether it was right. to get the food or for the housing or for whatever, you know, categories that was in. And so I really had to step back and take a look at that, like, what am I doing? What opportunities do I have? There are still only so many massage sessions in a day that I can do. And how can I create another stream of income to provide for my family better?
Right.
And okay. So that was what got my wheels turning.
So first of all, I have to commend you for that, because there's a lot of people who would be in that particular situation. They're working, you know, maybe not as much as they want, not earning as much as they want. There's a lot of people that are doing that today. But you had an open enough mind to say, you know what, let me add something else. You know, I may not be able to do more of the same thing that I'm currently doing, but I can do more of something else. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, really commendable. And that's the mindset more people need to have. I think a lot of people think that with entrepreneurship, it's an, you know, it's an all in or, you know, nothing. And that's just not the case. You can have, you know, a 9 to 5, a part-time job, and then still have a business. And you notice I said not a side hustle, but a business, because, you know, side hustles are great, but side hustles, if you call it that, then you're going to treat it like that. And it'll take longer, or has, in my opinion, less ability to then become a full-blown business, because you're not looking at it to make it into a full business. You're looking at it as just a little something on the side of your main job. But for you, you zeroed in on and said, you know what, this sounds like a great opportunity. It's something that aligns with what I'm already doing, you know, kind of dealing with health, but then gives me the opportunity to branch out. Okay, so let's fast forward to the pandemic year, you know, 2020. By that time, you had stepped into entrepreneurship anyway with your massage therapy, handling your own clients, doing mobile, but then you found yourself not being able to do that because of all the different sanctions that, you know, the governments, the local and national governments were putting on you. So what did you do? What changed with how you were working the conga, am I saying right?
Kangen. Oh, it means sure. Return yeah. to origin in Japanese.
Okay. So what changed with how you were doing that business? Because most times if one business is going okay, you know, people don't, you know, they put the least amount of effort into the second business, but you had to kind of flip. So what were you doing with it? And what did you do to kind of begin to level that up since you needed to replace the income that you, you know, were not able to go after with the massage therapy?
Yeah, like I said, I fell into a little bit of depression. So I'm not sure if I actually did level it up. I was okay. really grateful for it, especially when people were having difficulties finding bottled water or hand sanitizer or some mm-hmm. of the things that this device, it solves a solution for them. Right. I don't buy bottled water anymore. I haven't bought bottled water in 9 years. One of the waters from the machine is a sanitizing water that kills bacteria. So I didn't have to buy hand sanitizers or any of those things. I still had to worry about the toilet paper though. That was craziness.
That's crazy, yeah.
But yeah, so I was able to, you know, help a few more people that had, you know, come into my life. They, you know, a lot of times people will need to get some finances together. Not all of them are looking at it as, you know, such a powerful investment for themselves and their family. I like to show people how much money they can actually save by changing out chemical cleaners and different things around the house, and point out the fact that the units will last 30 or more years. So it's really almost like a one-time, you know, purchase for them. Mm-hmm. But it's like solar or any of those other kind of more investment type things that you have to have that long-term thinking to be able to really get that picture and see how it can actually save you money in the long run. I was already having water delivered to the house when I learned about it. So that, you know, $60 or $80 for the delivery system, plus the bottled waters to go, you know, in the kids' lunches or, you know, the cleaners and things like that. There was a family in Seattle that they actually kept track of all of the stuff they were able to replace the first year they owned it, and they saved over $3,000.
Oh, wow.
So now you just multiply that out times the 30 that you get to use the device.
And yeah.
You know, that was like, oh, it doesn't really cost that much then, you know,
because
you're really seeing the value. So I was blessed to connect with another mentor last year during the pandemic. And it he was able to share an app platform with me that contains some really great personal, financial, and like spiritual development audios and podcasts and things. Mm-hmm. So that is really what helped pull me out of my depression, just kind of getting back into association with people that are on the same journey as me, more of those entrepreneurial minds, mm-hmm. being able to discuss ideas instead of, you know, situations that we can't really change at the moment, like really thinking about solutions to problems instead of more, you know, wallowing in my shortcomings, which is, you know, homeschooling my kids and being in the house full time with all the domestic duties that I don't do so well.
Listen, so you're speaking my language here, because, you know, I do the same, you know, those who listen know I'm a homeschooling mama of three, you know, so I, you know, fully understand kind of the pressures of that. You know, you're trying to run a business, you're trying to make sure you're educating your children to the absolute best that you can. And then there's just like the regular day to day. So I get that. I mean, last year, not when it first hit, but I mean, I went into a point of depression, you know, as well, you know, just kind of the whole pandemic there. You know, there's only so much that you can kind of take, especially when it feels like you're kind of getting hit with those like 1-2 punches when you're trying something and it doesn't go right. Try again, it doesn't go right. try again and it still doesn't go right. You know, there's only so much that you can take sometimes. But I think the lesson that, you know, people listening can take away from that is that, like, entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. And there are going to be ups and there's going to be downs. You're going to feel like you're getting, you know, knocked down sometimes, sometimes really hard. But the key is understanding that you have to get up. Not getting up is not an option. And for you, you found that solution in that mentor. That was your person who was able to kind of pull you up and kind of out of it to try to, you know, begin to change your mindset, because it, a lot of it definitely is driven by the mind. Yes, the finances and the money that you have can impact your ability to do certain things. But if your mind isn't right to be able to handle whatever come, you know, is thrown at you and to process and then to refigure things out, if your mind isn't ready to do those things, you know, that's the first step that you have to take. So again, I think that that's a just a valuable lesson, you know, for people to understand that sometimes that bounce back is, it takes time, you know? And so, you know, fast forward, it's about a year later, you're still here. You're a best-selling author in a book called The Fearless Entrepreneur. So clearly, you know what I'm saying? There was, you know, so, there was a bounce back, and it may not be, so like one of my quotes from the book basically is about, you define what success means and what failure means. And so, you know, I say that to you, I say that to me, I say that to whoever's listening, because I think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for the things that we've accomplished, and we're too hard on ourselves. Yes, we have to be critical so that we can push ourselves, but we also have to give ourselves grace and, you know, for the things that we've accomplished. So obviously you're in the book, so you are doing something right. So I want to talk about, without giving too much away, give me a little snippet about what you talk about in the book to kind of tease the audience, you know, so they'll want to go check your chapter out.
Yeah. And I even feel a little bit like my chapter was kind of a little bit of a tease. I didn't go into a lot of details about all my stories. I have had a dream of being an author for a long time, ever since I was younger, elementary school, middle school age.
Your audio just dropped out.
Your
audio just broke out, so
do it again.
So talking about your chapter was a little bit of a tease.
Yes, my chapter is a tease. A little bit to get to know me, some of my stories about how I learned about business and decided to go on this adventure and journey. I have been a poet and I write poetry, so I got to share one of my poems in my chapter to kind of introduce people to that aspect of my life. And I feel like when I'm talking to people, I really try to relate to them. So different people at different points in my life maybe are going to hear different stories about me. If I feel like something I've been through can be an encouragement to someone else, then that's going to be what I share with them. I might not have the same answer or script for everyone that I meet. And I think that's great because I have this diversity and there's a lot that I have. If I do sit back and give myself a little more credit than I sometimes do, there are some things that I have overcome in the past that a lot of people, like, their mouths drop open and they're like, wow, like I would have never known. I'm like, well, yeah, unless I share it, because that's not where I am now, but it's important to remember where I came from. And to maybe offer that hope or encouragement to someone else who may be in a similar situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as far as your businesses go, how can people reach out to you? You talked a lot about like the water and the impact that that can have. And this is a, you know, this is a global platform. So I want them to kind of be able to reach out to you to get more of that education about the water and the health benefits and, you know, to kind of get that along with the actual product itself. So tell everybody how they can connect with you.
So on social media, Facebook, Instagram, now on Clubhouse as of Monday, and LinkedIn, I am Shanna Lee Moore. So that's S-H-A-N-N-A-L-E-E-M-O-O-R-E. And then I do have a website that has the water information. It goes in, has a few videos. You can sign up for a free ebook if you like to read more than watch things, and you can see some of the different ways the product works. There's a demo link as well, and that is www.developingtruehealth.com.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys, we are going to wrap it up for today, but I did want to let you know you can read Shanna's full story and mine too in the Fearless Entrepreneurs, Fearless, Be More. All you have to do is go to theloftyentrepreneur.com/thefearlessentrepreneurs to grab your copy. Thanks so much for joining us again. Like and subscribe so you don't miss our next podcast. Until next time, be inspired. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.